Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. We have landed in part two of my podcast series, Dispelling the Myths of Balance. Poof. I kind of find this funny as I stand here and talk about balance in my activewear and my UGG boots so that I can get this podcast done, which is something that's really important to me, and then put my runners on and go and walk my dog in nature. That is how what I'm sharing with you on this journey has permeated every aspect of my life and enabled me to redefine balance in a way that makes sense for me. And if you've been listening to me talk about balance, you will know that I don't use the word in relation to my aspirations for how I want to live my life now. I've swapped it out for the beautiful word harmony because I feel harmony is more in alignment with how I want to show up rather than feeling like I'm not good enough, because balance speaks to this idea of everything in your life being equal. So on this journey into the myths, or dispelling the myths of balance, I just want to say I really hope you're enjoying this, because I have so enjoyed creating it for you. If there is one thing that I have taken away from this experience, it's that we're all just trying to do the best we can with what we've got, where we're at, which is why I want to start with the fact that it is so important for each of us on our journey to lean into compassion. A beautiful word that many of us leave out of our vocabulary when it comes to how we speak to ourselves. This beautiful word has changed my life over the past few months, thanks to my trauma therapy training, Compassionate Inquiry with the amazing Dr. Gabor Maté. Compassion has given me permission when things don't go according to plan and I feel a little down on myself, to ask myself, what would self-compassion look like for you today, Penny? Allowing me to invite in and surrender to the fact that to be human is to be beautifully flawed, and it's okay. It's all okay. I invite you to give compassion a louder voice in your head as you continue on this journey to define balance on your terms, like I am doing, and find ways to inject more of it into each day. So let's get down to the last five myths, dispelling these last five myths of balance that I have to share with you. Let's start. We have the first five you will find in podcast episode 103, which is part one of this series. So we are up to dispelling the myth of balance, which is number six. And this myth is that balance means I can get everything done on my to-do list and then have time for me. However, the reality is that this is known as the planning fallacy. Our optimism bias means that we often underestimate the time and effort required to complete tasks because we tend to focus on the best case scenario. We imagine things going smoothly and without interruption, which we all know rarely happens in life. Now, this is a myth because most of us get to the end of the day and the to-do list is never done, which is why the space for us is just not there. Hey there, listeners. Thought I'd press pause and share with you a brand new program that I think you're going to love. Do you feel like you're running on empty and like no one is getting the best of you? You're desperate for that elusive balance, but prioritizing self-care and reigniting your spark feels selfish and compounds your guilt. It's time to create a new normal and unlock the woman you want to be without the overwhelm. Enter the Balance Challenge, a 14-day challenge designed to empower you to unlock sustainable and sacred pockets of time that recharge your batteries and make you feel more balanced. We kick off on October the 16th, so for all the details and to secure your spot, click the link in show notes now. I would love to see you on the inside. Let's talk about dispelling myth number 7. Time is a finite commodity. When the reality is viewing our time as a finite commodity fuels the belief that finding balance is a race against the clock. Yet time is so much more than mere currency. It's a dimension where moments of value exist. Viewing time as a limited resource shackles us to anxiety and rush. Embracing balance requires a mindset shift towards viewing time as a canvas where we get to choose which experiences we paint by giving it to what truly matters to us based on the stage of life that we're in. Let's dispel myth number 8. You have the skill of a circus juggler and can hold 10 life balls, in the air at any given time without any of them falling. Now the reality is known as the circus act fallacy. Juggling numerous responsibilities without dropping a ball is an unrealistic and exhausting portrayal of balance. True equilibrium isn't about managing everything perfectly. It's about prioritizing, again, based on the stage of life you are in, recognizing the limitations associated with that life stage, surrendering to the fact that life is uncertain and will throw some curveballs at you, and compassionately, that beautiful word again, compassionately accepting that some balls may bounce out of our grasp, and that is completely okay. Myth of balance number 9. Equal attention is required in all domains of your life in order to attain elusive balance. Well, the reality is, dividing our attention equally among all of life's domains leaves us feeling like we're running on empty. Striving to give equal energy consistently to work, to family, to health and personal growth realistically means that we're spread so thin that it's likely that nobody is getting the best of us. This concept that I speak about of harmony instead of balance, emanates from giving ourselves permission to be intentional in what we prioritize, creating the space to be present and immersed in life in a way that feels meaningful and fulfilling. The stage of life that you are in will determine what you choose to give your energy to. Sometimes work demands more, while other times family beckons. Balance is not found by dividing and conquering, but by intentionally prioritizing the needs of the moment. Myth number 10, and our final myth to dispel. This myth is the myth that balance eliminates stress. The reality is, whilst balance can reduce stress if you inject more of it into your life, it doesn't eliminate it entirely. Stress is a completely natural part of life, and the pursuit of complete stress elimination can be unrealistic and actually make you more stressed. Prioritizing activities that calm the brain and the body, like mindfulness, yoga, or like I'm about to do, a walk in nature, perhaps with your best friend, support us in managing our stress levels and recharging our batteries, leaving only the healthy stress on the table, the one that motivates you to show up in life as the human you want to be. So there you have it. After this two-part episode, the 10 myths of balance and why they are myths. I hope that has been really helpful. I want to bring your attention to the fact that the doors for my upcoming balance challenge are still open. We kick off on the 16th of October and run till the 29th of October, 2024. Now, this balance challenge is a 14-day challenge designed to empower you to create sustainable and sacred pockets of time that recharge your batteries and make you feel more balanced. Think sustainable, evidence-based action delivered to you in bite-sized pieces to reduce the overwhelm and unlock a more balanced you. For all of the details and to secure your spot, jump on over to the show notes and click the link, or you can jump over to hackinghappy.co or any of my socials to access more about the balance challenge. Thank you for sharing this journey into looking at balance through a different lens. I'm going to leave us there and finish off or sign off as I always do. Happiness looks good on you, my dear friends. Until next time. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.